Welcome to Finance Friday with Steve Butella and Justin Sliva. Jill is sitting in for Justin.
I am.
This is actually, what, the third or fourth time that Justin and I were scheduled to have the show. And you know what it reminds me of, Jill?
What's that?
Why you became the co-host in the first place.
I forgot about that. Yeah, I was never supposed to be the total show co-host part on the original Land Academy show. I was the fill-in.
We love Justin, but we're going to throw him under the bus right now. You know, it's the fourth show, and he had to reschedule, so Jill's going to fill in.
I can do this.
Right at the beginning of the Land Academy show, years ago, I was constantly having guests on, and they were constantly rescheduling on me. And that's why Jill became the co-host.
I won't do that to you.
I know.
I'm here. Happy to help. And I like to think I'm better looking than Justin.
You're better looking than everybody, Jill.
So. Oh, I don't want to go that far, but thank you.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
With Jill DeWitt, filling in for Justin Sliva, broadcasting from Southern California today.
Today, Jill and I talk about Finance Friday. And I have to admit, I'm not sure what we're going to talk about. I guess
I have some questions.
Oh, good. All right. That'll be easier then.
Well, this is going to be really good. Yeah. Don't worry. I'll carry you.
Before we get into the
just kidding.
Before we get into the topic, let's take a question. Posted by one of the community members on landinvestors.com. It's free.
Okay. Kramer asks, I was wondering how often other members work a producing county. Do you only mail once and move on, or mail the county several times a year? Please advise. Thanks. I like this question.
I do too. It's a good question. We haven't gotten it recently, but it does come up pretty consistently. We never send mail out to the same county twice in 1 year. Never. And I don't know why.
I know why.
I'll tell you what we do. What we do.
There's too many other places just to move on and hit.
Let's pick on Mojave County, Arizona. I use it as an example all throughout Land Academy 1 and 2. And what we'll do is, what happens is I'll send out a mailer, a rural vacant land mailer for property between 5 and 10 acres, let's say, and send out thousands of letters. And if we get a good response, one that's, you know, if we get one for 300, let's say, one acquisition for 300 letters, then I will send out everything else. I'll send out 11 to, you know, 640 acres, because I know that for whatever reason, we're getting a response. So that's what we do. But then it won't even probably be the next year. We'll just move all over the place.
Exactly. That's what I think. That's why you do it. Because you'll do so much at that time. So much goes out. There's no reason to go back. There's so many new people to get our letter for the first time.
Now, this is rural vacant land with infill lots. We have not sent a secondary mailer, but I think it would make a lot of sense to do that. I think it would make sense to send a letter, and then with no response, maybe sending up a follow-up postcard. A mail merged postcard, not like current resident. Never do that. Saying, look, I sent you an offer a couple of weeks ago, and we just didn't hear from you. So you either thought it was too low, or you didn't get it, or I'm just checking to see. I really do want to buy a piece of property.
Right.
With houses, that's really effective. With House Academy, it's totally different, and you'll learn this in the program, listener, that you have a boots on the ground program. So you're not the person who's actually going to the house. Right. And talking to the owners, that makes a lot of sense to hit multiple markets at the same time and then send up follow-up letters.
We talk
all about it in House Academy.
And the new show.
Yeah. What's the new show? The House Academy show?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Jill's real excited about doing a House Academy show with me.
I love it.
Today's topic, it's Finance Friday, and Jill's sitting in for Justin. Like we said, this is the meat of the show.
Thank you for having me. I would like to ask some questions about Finance Friday and deal funding. So please tell me, what do you guys usually talk about on Finance Friday, and what is this for?
Here's what happens. I obviously never watch the show.
Nope, I never have.
I asked Justin to wrap up or summarize the deals that he's done this week.
Ah.
And he usually says, I did XYZ deal for this person who's a Land Academy member. I did this deal with a Jack Bosch member. Mm-hmm. And as always, and he says this on the show constantly, the Jack Bosch / Mark Podolsky Land Geek members have an entirely different way of doing this. They're almost always back tax property that's all complicated. And so...
Do they have less of a chance of getting funded? Are they like less exciting deals? I've heard that too.
Yeah, just he said it, and he says this with a lot of tact.
Right.
And he says it, but he's very clear that they come at this business in a different way. And right. So the quality of the property that he gets from those types of people
is different.
Yeah. He does say this, that mm-hmm. for people who have never had any education, just and career land people that are not a member of any group,
right?
They usually have it worked out.
Oh, that's good, because they figured it out on their own.
Yeah, and like us, you know, that's what I am.
That's true. Well, if you figure it out on your own, you realize that, there are a lot of people out there that are actually paying their taxes that have good property that don't want them. Why would I not just focus on those easy ones?
Yeah,
that's what we do.
Yep.
It doesn't have to be that hard. That's what's so funny. I think people get confused. They think that. Oh, there's got to, I need to go off that problem property. There has to be some real bad thing. That's the only way I'm going to get it less expensive.
Yeah.
And that's couldn't be further from the truth.
Right. So he also says it's about for one in every four, or one of every five, like 20% of the properties that he gets, he actually funds.
Okay.
And he said that people get pretty cranky about that.
Well, if it's not a good deal, it's not going to happen.
That's what I think. And he said a lot of times they already own it. Especially in the beginning now, I said I don't think they would have purchased it if they would have come to me first.
That's a hard conversation to have, too.
Yep.
I've had that with people in the past that they're like, oh, okay, I'm thinking about Land Academy. I'm coming to you. I just have to sell this property first, and then I can afford it. I'm like, well, tell them. They're like, and I can't figure out why it's not selling.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, let me ask you two questions. And usually in those two questions, we ice it out. And it's usually always the same thing. It's like, number one, like, okay. Or what did you pay for it? Oh, I need to get X out of it. Uh-oh. Okay, let's talk about this. Well, I bought it for this, and I had it this long, and now I'm doing this. I'm like, all right, well, you obviously overpaid. Now you're in a pickle, number one. And then the other thing, it's the double going on at the same time, too. Okay, so where are you marketing? Well, I have it on Craigslist. And then that's it. I'm like, really? Seriously? So you overpaid for it, so you're asking too much, and you only have it on Craigslist, and you're wondering why it's not selling.
Yeah. I mean, you're not doing the deal then.
No.
You're just waiting. Sitting and waiting.
Yeah, you're not trying. That's not going to work. You need to move on and, yeah. I would sell it as a loss, get some money out of it, and move on and get rid of it. So I agree.
It's almost always access. You know, one of the things we talked about at the live event, we haven't talked about it in a while, is seeing something in the deal that's not there.
Yeah.
Like, you want to be a real estate investor so bad that you're making bad decisions.
Oh, yeah.
You don't want to do that.
Someone called you back personally. The fact is, they called you, so you really want to do it.
I personally had a problem with that in the beginning of my career.
Really?
I wanted to leave my job so bad that I was making and be a full-time real estate investor, coffee table real estate investor so bad that I didn't make some good decisions.
Wouldn't that be cute to have it on your business card? Stephen Butala, coffee table real estate investor. I like that. That would be cool. So what changes are you guys have coming up? So you got Finance Fridays about the deals you're doing and the things that are submitted through landinvestors.com and our deal funding area there. That's where they come into and they get funded different ways. Do you guys have some changes coming for
Yeah, so there's, yes. What he has determined and me too, what I've determined is that this works. That people need funding, and we are both the money that we've allocated for this. We're like separate right now still. The money that has been allocated for us to fund other people is rapidly running out. So what we have decided is to do with the advanced group, the advanced Land Academy group. Everybody's going to throw $10,000 in. We're going to create another pool and keep replenishing that with the best deals that both of us are getting. And we're noticing that other people in the group are offering the same kind of service. And so all of us together
can do more.
And it'll probably be at landtank.com, Land Tank, where you submit. If you're a person who has a property, you just slap it up there. It's a crowdfunding type thing. And if it's a good deal, somebody in the group will, it's the only group access. It's not open to the public at all. In fact, the public can't even see it for a lot of reasons, for a lot of regulatory reasons. And so that's coming up.
Awesome.
I mean, it's just, it all points to one thing for people who are in this group, that it all points to getting deals done faster for you and not having to worry about money. I mean, I think you said, I wrote down a quote you said a few days ago when we were just talking about all this stuff on the, at the kitchen table.
Oh.
You know, money's not an issue anymore, quote
it's
unquote.
True. Yeah, it's
true. Just not, there's no, when you take money out of it.
It shouldn't be an issue.
When you seriously think about that, you as a Land Academy member, money's not an issue for you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is find the deals and get them to the right, get them in the right system, and it's all going to happen.
Well, that ties into my last question, which is, what do you want from myself and other members of these deals that we're submitting? Is there certain criteria that you guys are looking for?
Yeah. Number one,
okay,
it needs to make a bunch of dough.
Okay.
Right? So you need to, it needs to generally make between $5,000 and $10,000. There needs to be $5,000 or $10,000 of profit margin.
Minimum.
And almost okay, immediate okay. profit margin, number
okay.
one. Minimum. But and I also won't do a $500,000 deal.
Okay.
There are such thing that's too big, number one. Number two, the vast majority of the properties that we get in don't have any access. So, you know, if I were a member of this group, I would stop what I'm doing, and every single deal that I'm looking at, I would submit it.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
Exactly.
First of all, I'm going to say yes, I'll do it, or no, I'm not going to do it. I personally do this, by the way. We don't have a staff member yet that actually sifts through this stuff. You have nothing to lose. It's completely free.
Yep.
So go to landinvestors.com and fill out the form. It's take you 5 seconds.
Check if you're a member or not, because it does make a difference. We know if you check you're a member, we'll know right away anyway. Like, yeah, no, we can tell.
So, and turnaround time is almost immediate because of ParcelFact.
Yeah.
So,
do you want to add them to add any, do you want us to add any due diligence? I mean,
no.
I guess provide everything we have, or do you just want, state, county, APN, don't worry about it.
I'm going to look at the property as if it came in for Jill and I, for you and I.
Okay.
And it's inside of 60 seconds.
Okay.
And I'm going to know whether or not. And what I'm looking for is access and profit margin.
Okay.
The other thing that has not come up too much for me, but Justin says it comes up with him, is undoing stuff with title issues.
Oh.
So I won't. I'll personally pass on every single deal that's got dead people and stuff that we have to figure out. We just have too many deals to have to do that.
So this is
Justin's a little bit more accepting of that.
So what I hear you saying is, this venue is not for deals that are too hard for you to get done on your own. This is for deals that...
That's well said.
Thank you. They are that great. You're just short on the cash, or you don't want to use your own cash.
There are, that's right.
Maybe you're doing a little bit of both. If it were me, by the way, I'm quietly building my own little business. I would be aggressively buying all the acquisitions I can afford, and then anything that comes in over and above that, sending here. So I got them both working at the same time.
If I were a new member, or even a very experienced, incredibly successful member, like Joe Martin is, or Tori Watson, or Luke Smith, I would put this in my checklist of stuff that goes on in a regular deal. I would say, get funded.
Love it.
I mean, by the end of 2019.
That's your new tagline, by the way. Get funded.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
The menu item says. Get funded.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the actual menu item.
Okay. That's awesome. That's
by
like
the
a
end of
sticker.
2019, here's what a real estate deal should, if you're, here's what a real estate deal should look like for you as a Land Academy member. You pick a county or a zip code. In the case of infill lots, you send out just a tremendous amount of mail. This is houses too, for the House Academy. You send out a tremendous amount of mail. It all comes back through Pat Live, so you don't have to do that.
Right.
You pick and choose the best stuff that's in a spreadsheet. You get a spreadsheet back from Pat Live every morning. You choose the deals that you want to do or you think you want to do. You have $25 in your checking account, by the way. Forget about money. money's not an issue anymore. You submit all of them through the website, and eventually it'll be Land Tank, but right now it's through the land investors. I literally choose which deals you should do or what not do, and fund them. I say yes, we run it all through title and the whole thing. We only do deals through title in this.
Good.
So you got that going for you. So you're still responsible to do the deal. Or you can get TitleMind to do it. You know, I personally, if I were a Land Academy member, I wouldn't do anything. All I would do is just keep sending mail out and decide which, and I'm actually deciding which deals you should do now. TitleMind completes it, and there you use a product that we're going to launch this year called Listing Gopher. Lists it all over the planet. And all the other stuff that needs to go on, like things that don't involve decision making, keeping yourself organized, managing the spreadsheets, you use with the virtual assistant that we provide.
Wow, that's pretty great.
It's in 2019, we are closing. All the products that you need will be available to completely do a deal, so you basically don't have to do any work except make decisions and send out mail. And we might have a product where we send the mail out for you. I'm not sure yet.
Yeah.
It's not going to be cheap. It'll be efficient and it'll get done right. Where I actually price it, I'm on the fence about that. But I am going to charge a lot of money for that. Oh my god.
I'm like, do you want to
take that? This is the kind of stuff that we talk about when you're not around.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is my this is my final question. Let's see my list. I'm checking off my list of questions since I get to be on Finance Friday this week. Okay. What the heck do you two talk about when I'm not around?
It's a little bit more, well, you know, Justin's the fastest talking Texan I've ever met.
Oh, yes.
So it's rapid fire, like.
Oh, he is.
And he doesn't have any patience like I don't. So there's not a lot of horsing around. Like, we don't talk about our kids or anything.
Okay. I love it. Do you talk about Jill yesterday? I wanted to strangle her. No?
No, there's no Jill.
Okay.
Oh. At all.
Okay.
It's direct. And our numbers reflect that. Like, those Finance Friday shows are pretty popular.
Cool. We'll see how this one does. You're welcome, Justin.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show. Join us next time where we discuss another interesting topic.
And we answer your questions posted on our online community, landinvestors.com. It is free.
You're not alone in your real estate ambition. Script's different too, a little bit.
Just a little bit. Not bad. I kind of like it.
So what do you think?
I think it's good. More importantly, how's Justin doing is me. Like, by the way, at the end of this, do you guys in unison say we are Steve and Justin?
No. No, I do all the narrative. He doesn't see this.
Oh, okay.
He's in Texas.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So you do the ending and the
intro. I do it all.
Intro,
I read
the
question. He actually answers the question. I read the question.
Okay. I just thought about that. That would be really funny. I want to hear you say, we are Steve and Justin.
Oh, my God.
How about we do this? Let me do the extra like we normally do here, and we'll wrap it up. It's Friday.
Justin's literally out shooting coyotes with his 5-year-old son. That's
awesome.
Why he couldn't be here to record this.
Lucky him.
I'm jealous.
He's doing what I'm going to do and take some time off. Good for him.
Yep.
Wherever you are listening or watching, please rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.